Our commentator, psychiatrist Alyssa Eli, keeps her work life comfortably separated from her personal life, usually. A recent transition from work in New England to play in Florida taught her that the two aren't always easily disentangled.
The conference in Boston was about difficult patients. There were many speakers with lifetimes of therapeutic experience. One case presentation was more complicated than the next. Audience members with beards stroked them. It lasted through Friday and Saturday. Sunday, we took 2 plane flights south with our little girl to Disney World. All thoughts about difficult patients were gone. We rode Cinderella's carousel and the teacups, sailed through a small world twice, and were embraced by a life-sized Eeyore. There was an unrelieved sense of sunshine everywhere in Disney World. The place was climate-controlled for maximum pleasantness. We went back to the hotel for a Mickey Mouse brunch at the pool. The pool was at the end of a corridor of conference rooms. Each, by the sign on the door, was in specific use. Underwriters' convention, patent attorneys' conference, manufacturers' reunion. The door next to the pool had a hand-lettered sign. It said, "How to Handle Difficult People, 9 to noon today." I looked around for a syllabus, but no material was available. I wondered which difficult people were about to be handled, and how it was possible to learn to do so before lunch. Then the thought occurred that maybe the difficult person was me. I could see it all. Behind the closed door, Daisy Duck hunched over a notebook at her desk, memorizing the variations of human pathology. Goofy was licking a pencil tip and passing a love note 3 rows back to Snow White. Ariel flipped her salty hair and talked on a cell phone to Eric. In front of them all, the small mouse with large ears and a Walt Disney World cap drew arrows and strategic phrases on a blackboard. Control, conflict resolution, serenity. Mickey Mouse was brilliant. Psychiatry has evolved over centuries in order to handle difficult people. We almost always characterize them as other than ourselves. Let us be clear. Difficult means us. Human nature is ceaselessly complicated and irritating, and Disney World brings out the worst in those who wait 40 minutes in line to sit through 3-minute rides. Yet somehow it convinces us that no human problem is so large it can't be solved with a day pass and a map. I felt no shame at the thought that I might require handling. I only wished I knew how to do it myself.
Alyssa Eli is a psychiatrist in Massachusetts.